Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
You know what? It's just the way he goes about. He's just like it's very second nature to him, and you know he's an educator. I think that's the cool part about it. The way he installs it and the way he breaks it down. At first, it's pretty basic and simple, and then it's just, you know, as you get more comfortable in it, he gives you more tools that you can do things in. And like I said, he teaches you how, you know, your pre-snap, how to relate to different concepts in the pass routes and stuff like that. And so it's honestly like a college class. And hey, you know, how could I do this? Oh, well, you know, you got to figure this out depending on this, that, and the other. So he kind of gives you the tools, and then he lets you kind of figure things out within the realm of the defense of the call. And then we make the corrections on it. And so he knows it so well, and he knows where everybody's supposed to be and how you can, you know, do certain things that you can do within the defense to help yourself. And so it really is. It's just, you know, and then when they instill that confidence in you, that it makes you – feel like you can do it that much even better. No, I mean, we all kind of play off each other well. I mean, he obviously been in this defense for a while, so he knows certain nuances out there. But you know, he primarily rushed from the inside when he was in Baltimore. So I help him a lot on different rush stuff, or what they're going to see, or you know, how a tackle should set him. You know, constantly, you know, run fits versus coverage and stuff. So I mean, you know, everybody plays well. You know, and Sam Acho, I mean, very smart guy, played in odd. You know, Lamar has played some odds. So, you know, everybody kind of has different strengths and different ways of seeing things. And so we all just kind of bounce ideas off each other. And how would you have done this? How would you play this? Or what am I looking for here? What am I looking for there? And our unit really works well together. Yeah, you know, he definitely he was a tone setter. He's a guy that is that, you know, he you know, again, he comes from that. You can, you know, when you watch Baltimore defense, they have that attitude and that tenacity about him. And that's what he's bringing. And it's good, and you know, and he's confident in what we're doing, and how he's trying to make plays. And I think that's the biggest thing. Everybody out there's trying to make plays, but within the scheme of the defense, no one's trying to do it on their own. But collectively, we're all trying to be the guy. You can have an emphasis on it, but you got to be willing to do it. You got to go out there and you got to execute your technique. I still go out through my process. You know, for me, first few days it's just trying to get stance and start, you know, back under, and then, you know, I try to go through run block recognition stuff. So it's, you know, defense is about reacting to what you see, and the faster you can process information, the faster you can react. So, you know, and now we're starting to get into it. So now I'll start working on some pass rush stuff and really try to set people up. But more so, just getting comfortable in a new stance, getting comfortable with a different step process, getting comfortable, you know, run drop. So there's a lot, but I try to keep my same process through that. And in that process, we have some physical days and physical periods. So when you have that time, you have to be able to take that process and the gains that you're taking and apply it to the field. And so that's where when you have some physical emphasis, you know, some periods that you need to be physical, you got to be able to, you know, put your hands on people and still win blocks. At the end of the day, I was just telling that P today, I said, at the end of the day, you're going to get a block. Or I think I was talking to Sam or something. I was like, you know, you're going to get, at the end of the day, you can line up, you can have all the footwork you want, but eventually they're going to block you, and you have to beat a block and react to the ball. So, you know, that's the cool part about having those physical moments is, can you transfer the individual technique to the field? Honestly, if I was going through practice and it wasn't it for me, I'd go tell the coaches, like, this ain't for me. I'm not a guy that's going to, you know, I'm going to put everything I got towards it. And I know I can play it. I know I can play it at a high level. And that's what I'm excited about. But it's just continually to master that craft and do it over. I had 11 years at a different craft, you know, at a different position to master it. And I was still tirelessly trying to master that craft. And it's just the same thing. You take that same process, the same mindset. But once the games come, like I said, eventually you're out of your stance, and eventually you're fighting the block, and eventually you're doing something, and it's just football, and you got to go play. Absolutely having fun, 100%. It's been a blast. Like the energy around here is high. It's competitive. It's uplifting. It's just a sense of professionalism. There's a sense of like, you come to work, do your job, we get back, relax, hang out with the guys, get to know some people, and like I said, I don't know how to explain it. You know, the environment is just. It's the environment as personally that all you want for. All I ask for is a place where I can come to work and try to be the best at what I do. And then you let the chips fall where they do, and that's what we have here. And I think there's no unrealistic expectations on anybody. You know, the coaches are here. We're gonna give you all the information, process it, And what we do with it's going to be how hard we work. So, and that's where we're at, and that's where we're just trying to keep building. But yeah, it's been great, and I am surprisingly not, I'm actually having fun and having as much fun as you possibly have at the training camp. Yeah.